Blog Talk Radio.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show. The Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello and welcome, welcome everyone. I am your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Radio Show. And don't forget, TV show as well. Don't forget that we are on YouTube. And for the ones that don't know, if you have just tuned in, make sure that you do subscribe to our YouTube channel, okay? Is the Lizzie T Show on YouTube. We also have the Instagram, which is hashtag Lizzie T Show, Facebook/Lizzie T Radio, and Twitter, the Lizzie T Show. So thank you so much, everyone, for supporting us. Thank you so much for being part of this amazing network that we have created here in a beautiful Toronto, Canada. And I am so excited right now to be broadcasting live another day with another amazing guest. We have a singer. We had like a little bit of a pattern. It was authors. We had coaches, and then back to author, then singers. Last week it was full of singers, and today we're in that same role again. We had lots of singers, and we're continuing that. So I don't know what we get, but one of our producers sent us a list, and we just I'm so happy that we are being looked after, and we are definitely thought out. And thank you guys for your support. As I said, thank you so much. You guys are a huge applause for your contribution. Again, remember to like us on Facebook/Lizzie T Radio. So we will have the links of the show on our Facebook and also on Instagram. If you would like to comment or if you would like to send us a question within regards to our guest today, please do so. Or if you're a little bit more brave, now that you have to, you could call us in with questions or comments, or even hello to the singer that will be on the air in a couple of minutes. The number to call us in is 323-870-4055. Let me say it again very slow. 323-870-4055 is the number to call. We love interaction from our audience, people from all over the world. We have 52 countries. Yeah, that deserves another applause. We have 54 countries, rather, listening to us worldwide, and I am so excited. If you're not now, this show, because is recorded, sometimes we get listeners, most of the time it's listener later on, and because it is a gorgeous day out there, I understand that you want to be out and about, but don't forget your tablet, don't forget your cell phone. You can always listen to us while you're on the go. Okay, I think my housekeeper, do I have to mention anything else? Where's my list? Ah, here it is. I want to thank my sponsors. Thank you so much, naturenova.ca, for sponsoring the show. Nature programs all over Ontario here in Canada, and also Natasha Bridge-Mahan. Thank you so much for sponsoring another year of the show. If you are looking for help, financial help for your future, for your retirement, financial or real estate investment, or even for your kids' education, contact Natasha Bridge-Behan. Let them know that Lizzie T sent you. The Lizzie T Show sent you. Okay, you will have an absolute amazing experience with Natasha Bridge-Behan's group. Okay, so let's move on, and my theme song will start playing, and that means that I need to move on before we start running out of time. There it is. Okay, today we have a singer, and I love to introduce always our amazing artists that are doing. By the way, today is July 17, 1998, day of the year. Okay, and it is, I always like to find out the international day is the 27th days of the summer, and it is the birthstone today is Ruby. Rubies are the birthstone. Okay. Let's get, her name is Phoenix. She's a singer. She's a female rapper from Baton Rouge, LA, and one of the places that I actually haven't had the opportunity to visit in the States yet. We Canadians usually go to Miami or New York, as Toronto is closer, and she's been rapping for many years. She has put out her own album named, and I'm not sure if I'm going to pronounce it correctly, Ima 2499. She is also a single catching attention in the South called Wolf Ticket. She is doing out-of-town shows. And I was Googling her on Google, and I have found amazing pictures. This lady is definitely out there, and she wants to make sure the whole world knows. She cover of Guns and Shape State Hip Hop Magazine. I think I was looking at a cover of magazine. Congratulations, that is amazing. So without further ado, everyone, let's welcome Phoenix, and I think that's how you pronounce it, to the show with a wonderful rumble. Hello, Phoenix, and welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show all the way to beautiful Canada. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. Thank you so much, Lizzie.
My pleasure. So is that how you pronounce your name, Phoenix?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wonderful. I am so happy that I got it. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Phoenix, for the world. I mean, you are well-known in L.A. Congratulations. It looks like you've been working really, really hard.
Yes,
but for the people that are on the for the people that are working, and sorry that they're on the other side of the world, can you tell us a little bit? We like to identify with Phoenix, the person, not just in your station.
Right. Well, I'm from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and like you said, I've been in music for quite some time. I came from a gospel background, graduated from college from Concentrated Business 2016, and now I've been back, you know, about to drop my first album again. And you said it right, it's I'm a 2499. It's actually two of my songs, new songs that I dropped this year that everybody just loved.
So rapping,
just to mix two of them.
That is awesome. So Phoenix, what got you into rapping? I mean, you were in the gospel industry, and what rapping? I mean, go ahead.
I was surrounded by like a lot of rappers, like Boosie. I grew up under him in South Baton Rouge, Louisiana. MC Nero. That's one of my cousins. He's passed last year. I grew up around music. So it's just a part of my life.
I can completely understand. So Phoenix, for women, and I hate to get into this kind of talk, but I think we need to go there. For one of the reasons of the show and one of the themes of the show is tell us who you are, what you do. And you're doing a great job answering all of those questions, but I like to inspire my audience. And there's people here in Canada, in the States, perhaps in Europe, they inspire to be like you. And as I understand, female rapper, it's hard enough when you're a male rapper, but a female rapper.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Yeah. Can you talk about
Yeah. Well, the only problem is that the prettier you are, the more insecure other women get, even when you try to make them feel secure, because they don't think that because you're a female rapper, you don't have insecurities too. So they just think that because we female artists, that we just always sure. That's not true. Sometimes I be scared to death. Especially when I have on certain outfits, I'll be like, oh my God, I think I need to not to reveal too much. And then, but it's a part of acting, you know, it's a part of my career. So as I keep doing it and I have strong people behind me to promote and support me, then, you know, a lot of times when I'm taking these photo shoots, they're there to make me laugh so I can be serious because this is my passion, you know. I have to be a rapper. I have to be a model. I have to inspire people. So it is very hard for female artists because even, you know, it's a dominant man thing. So we have to go through a lot of crap with these men. The prettier you are, the more you got to go through. So I'm trying to inspire other women to be directors, you know, be producers so that we can have a better plot line, you know, for
good
females.
For you. Absolutely, and I need to applaud you because we need women like yourself and to inspire other young women to do what they love to do. And definitely, you have chosen out of the music career one of the hardest ones, which is female rapping. I mean, we do here in Canada have gotten really huge fan of Cardi B and many others like her, Nicki Minaj, and I mean, their lyricists and a mix of rapper. But out of those two here in Canada, maybe I'm not too familiar, but I know those are big ones. And young girls are, my goodness, they so want to be like them. They still want to aspire to become famous and to make it into the music industry. And when you started, who did you had as a woman inspiration and a woman idol that you wanted to be like?
Queen Latifah. Queen Latifah. Toni
yes,
Braxton.
Yes,
Mary J. Blige. MC Light, you know.
Awesome. Yeah, they're phenomenal people. I definitely look up to them and a lot of women do. It's wonderful. Phoenix, I don't want to forget, because one of the most important things is about the show is be able to promote to as much as possible and get your name out there, especially here in Canada. I mean, the Canada to the States is not too far. We do have, you know,
of
a couple
course.
Of hours flight. So you never know.
I've always wanted to come to Canada.
We'll love to have you here. So for people that are listening or even, you know, people that would like to have you on the stage, where can people find you?
You can Google me, FENXX, and everything will pop up, IG, Twitter, Facebook. I have a lot of stuff out. You can go to any online store that you like to listen to your songs. I'm on Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Tidal, Dizzy, Nappers. I'm pretty much everywhere. So all you have to do is Google
awesome.
FENXX. And if you go on my Facebook music page, just inbox me.
And we will be playing your song that you have submitted, your MP3. So looking forward to I've already listened. It's pretty cool. And
yes,
so
I do
what
a lot of mixed music.
Oh,
I
that is
show,
phenomenal.
I try to show, you know, the artists that you can do the hardcore rap, but then you also can do that hip-hop, you know, rap. Without the curse word, so that you can prove that, you know, I don't have the curse on everything. But what fans know it, but a lot of people don't know it, is that when we curse, it's to get that anger out of us, the stuff that we go through, so that you can feel us more. But then when we back settle down, then we filter, well, we can make it way more clear for y'all so that we can tell a story so each fan can feel what moment they're going through. Because every moment in life is not just easy.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's as a musician, like I said earlier, it is difficult already.
Right.
Musician, rapper, and a lyricist, it's a lot more work being a woman.
Right.
And being a
And
composer.
I do have blues,
so,
zydeco, and jazz songs out there as well.
Wow, incredible. Now, what are you working on right now? As then, you have this brand new song that you have submitted. Are you working on an LP? Are you working on an album? What is the plan for the future?
The album drops next month, which I'm excited, finally. August 15th, the album will drop. I'm a 2 for $99, so you guys can get it everywhere. And after we get through with that, then I got to go back and do some more videos for the album. So you could go on my YouTube station and you can see some of the videos that I have live. I've sung with live bands that actually
wow.
come to Canada, like Vince Hutchison. He comes to Canada a lot. I've sung with him live. You can see those videos. Henry Turner Jr. and Flavor, I've sung with them live. They come to Canada. You can see those shows on my pages.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I was going to ask you, as a daughter and you know, singing the gospel, what would you say the feedback or the reaction from family members, friends that have known you from way then and now they see you? What are they? I am hoping that, you know, as a good mother and a mother that loves my father, and they're very supportive because, you know, we love our kids. I have two daughters, and whatever they want to pursue, you know, I have to be 150% supportive. What is the reaction from friends and family?
Well, my grandparents raised me, and my grandfather has always been supportive. He has always told me to do what makes me happy. My grandmother, she's just not kind of coming around. But they are the pastors, so she's still like, okay, as long as it makes you happy, but I'm not happy about it. So I've always gotten that you need to come to gospel, you need to do this from her. But my grandfather, he just be like, baby, whatever makes you happy, never quit. This is what you love. You've been doing it all your life. As long as you're happy, God knows your heart. So that's been my support. My sons, they support me 100%.
And I think the proof, Phoenix, is going to be on the pudding. The proof is going to be on the pudding. You are going to be
right.
successful. And you're going to show to them that you're doing it the right way. You are being true to yourself. You know your beliefs. Nothing has changed other than you are a bit in a different industry. You're still singing.
Right.
And I'm hoping and praying that you also do, when you do sing, you do think spiritually, thinking that this is also to benefit the world. You're here
right?
You're here to serve other people and to feel the energy and to feel the love. And sometimes, yes, a little bit of the frustration of the stuff that you go through your music. And I think that you're
right.
doing
And
doing
I write
that
about
great.
It. See, there's a thing about it. When I go through frustration, when I go through trials and tribulation, when I see everybody else going through things and we sit down and we talk, and I talk to everybody, I write about that type of stuff because I feel like that's the best music to write about. Just be truthful of what's really going on with 95% of the world so they can have something that they can listen to, that they can vibe to and relate to.
Beautiful, beautiful. Hey, everyone, you are listening right now to the Lizzie T Show right here in Toronto, Canada. We have a beautiful artist from L.A., Baton Rouge, the area. I have never been there, but we will see the pictures. The link of this show is recorded. We still have a couple of minutes on the show, and if you would like to call us in with questions or comments, or even you're a big fan, and you would like to say hello, the number to call us in is 323-870-4055. And we will be playing the song from Phoenix today. I'm so excited. And I will give you a little bit of a teaser so you know what to expect, and I'll be right back. Damn.
Damn.
Shit, this is how I'm feeling.
Damn.
Just like this.
Damn.
Jack Production, you know.
They go.
Bitches selling whoop tickets. Whoop tickets.
Yeah. Niggas ain't loyal, selling nothing but them whoop tickets. Bitches selling whoop tickets. Whoop tickets. Niggas ain't loyal, selling nothing but them whoop tickets. Pussy got them gone crazy. Gone crazy. Pussy got them gone crazy. Gone crazy. Bitches selling whoop tickets. Whoop tickets. Bitches selling whoop tickets. Whoop tickets. Niggas selling whoop tickets. Saying anything and everything. Running, giving it up. Killing at everybody's lane.
And now, a worldwide show, the Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new?
And we're back, and we're back. I hope you did like that little teaser. More is to come. The whole three-minute song is to come. Not to worry. If you would like to interact with us, I know it's a gorgeous day. Probably the same thing in LA and here in Canada. We've been having, my goodness, fortune days and since last weekend. So we're enjoying it because, as you know, it gets very, very cold in here, minus and lots of snow. And so we do have those days that we really take advantage. The number to call us in is 323-870-4055. Our Facebook is open. There is a link right now on my page, Facebook/ Lizzie T Radio, LIZ. Or is that how we say it in Canada? T Radio. And we have a link right now, and the number to call is right there. We still have a couple of minutes, and to be exact, about 5 minutes before the show ends, and time just flies here. One of the things that I wanted to ask you, Phoenix, is you really talked about, you know, your trials and struggle. You talked about what inspired you. Yeah, you talked about, you know, the support that you have for the family. But what would you say that is one of the things that I love to ask you this question, because girls, especially, I want to target the girls today, the ladies, the singers. One of the things that keeps you going, because I can guarantee as musician, I've interviewed many of them, they always have that feeling, what am I doing this for? And sometimes there's those little doubts and you want to give up. What keeps you going, sweetheart? What keeps you going to keep doing what you love to do?
What keeps me going is my fans and my kids, and just for myself, music gives me life, and I see it gives other people life. I had a fan get in contact with me last week. Somebody close to her had an accident and passed, like my grandfather did last year, and I wrote a song about it in the blink of an eye, and it's a hip-hop R&B song. And what I was saying was that, and you could talk to somebody 1 minute and they're gone the next minute. And she seen the song and she inboxed me on Facebook, and she was like, thank you so much. And stuff like that always happens to me, so it makes me feel very good that even if it's just one person, I got them through that. We're together going through it together. So
that's beautiful.
It's just amazing.
And that is beautiful. And you know what? One of the things that I look about too is if I'm able to touch one person out of the 10,000 people that listen to us right now, I feel I'm complete. I feel like I have a purpose, and I feel like God is using me in some way, shape, or form. And I'm glad you feel that way too. If you can touch one person in the audience and one of your fans, that is very, very, I can assure you, or I assume that you feel very, very fulfilled. And obviously,
right,
your kid, your son is just, you're doing it for them. Just mommy is able to, to make it, and we will hang in there. And good for your persistence and good for your perseverance, because it takes a very, very strong person to make it through this, and you are doing it right. You're doing it. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. You're very welcome. So, guys, we are running out of time. We need to play the song from Phoenix. I want to thank you so much for being here all the way from beautiful LA here in Canada, in Toronto, Canada, and wish you the greatest success. Keep doing what you're doing, and I want to see you on the top. Hopefully, you will be able to come here to Canada one day to play for us. Toronto is just across the border. Actually, even Vancouver is closer to you than here in Toronto. So any last word, my friend?
For inviting me, and make sure y'all go and Google me, FDNXX. It'll pull up everything you want to know. Make sure you go read the magazine. The magazine is pretty, pretty cool. So just make sure that you Google me. Thank y'all so much.
Thank you so much, Phoenix, and have a wonderful afternoon. And here is a song, everyone.
Yeah.
This how I'm feeling.
Damn.
Just like this. Damn.
Jack
Production, you know.
They go.
Bitches selling whoop tickets. Whoop tickets. Yeah. Niggas ain't loyal, selling nothing but them whoop tickets. No. Bitches selling whoop tickets. Whoop tickets. Yeah. Niggas ain't loyal, selling nothing but them whoop tickets. No. Pussy got them gone crazy. Gone crazy. Pussy got them gone crazy. Gone crazy. Bitches selling whoop tickets. Whoop tickets. Yeah. Bitches selling whoop tickets. Niggas selling whoop tickets, saying anything and everything. Wanna give it up, killing at everybody's lane. Getting light behind that pussy, gone super silly crazy. I ain't tripping, do what you do. I'm paper chasing, flipping these numbers up in the booth. Getting on that dick, doing it right, doing it right. Why bitches stunning, going hard, leaking rated all video. Gone viral on that Facebook. Hey, it ain't tricking if you got it. Don't do you throw them presidents. Make it rain.
Pop that pussy in the brain.
Drop it like it's hot. Fuck it on they brain. It ain't tricking if you got it. It ain't tricking if you got it. Bitches selling whoop tickets. Whoop tickets. Niggas ain't loyal, selling nothing but them whoop tickets. Bitches selling whoop tickets. Whoop tickets. Niggas ain't loyal, selling nothing but them whoop tickets. Pussy got them gone crazy. Gone crazy. Pussy got them gone crazy. Gone crazy. Bitches selling whoop tickets. Whoop tickets. Bitches selling whoop tickets. Whoop tickets.
What's the definition of a whoop ticket?
A nigga with no money. And a bitch who be lying with that aggravating slang.
I guess you bought a whoop ticket.
Boy, you must be dumb. I hope you got your receipt, so you better get a refund. A lot of people may not know what I mean. In other words, it's somebody who's selling your dreams. They be like, I got this and I got that. And if you loan me some money, I bring right back. I say that dick gotta go crazy, go crazy. Hit you with the probably and buts and maybes. Niggas selling whoop tickets, whoop tickets.
And you claiming you a real nigga,
but it's a big difference. Hold up.
Selling whoop tickets, whoop tickets. Niggas ain't loyal, selling nothing but them whoop tickets. Bitches selling whoop tickets, whoop tickets. Niggas ain't loyal, selling nothing but them whoop tickets. Pussy got them gone crazy, gone crazy. Pussy got them gone crazy, gone crazy. Bitches selling whoop tickets.
That was Dovey, everyone. From here, from Toronto, our beautiful Jamaican ladies, thank you for submitting your MP3. Next up, it is Mr. Walt P. Motivated.
I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind, it's my turn to win it. I go so hard when I grind. Ain't no gold on the surface, so I gotta dig to find. And I'm so motivated. You know about dreaming and making it come true. Never been the type to give up on nothing. I'm too stubborn. Even when I face death, I laugh like you bluffing. I'm smart, but I'm still rough. I'm start to the finish tough. My endurance come from watching mama. She ain't give up. I'm made from the same stuff, the same cut. I won't lie, sometimes I think this is too much, but I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind. I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind. And I'm so motivated.
And the businessman has been by. I wanna live. lose yourself. No matter what comes in your way, we gotta lift him high. Want you to carry me through the storm. I wanna lift you up. Oh yeah. In these city streets full of poverty and the businessmen passing by, I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now a worldwide show. The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new. And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.